Haskell. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 21, 1905. Elder Haskell, my dear brother, I am working with all my power for you in Nashville. But so many letters have come to us of late that we have not been able to get time to answer them all. The day before yesterday, I wrote 25 pages. Besides this, I have had many perplexing questions to give advice upon. I am sending you copies of several letters written to Edson. He himself has not yet had these letters. I wish you to find out how his matters stand and to do all you can to help him. The Lord has a special work for Edson to do if he will not overload himself with burdens and responsibilities. I cannot venture to go to Nashville now, else I would certainly go. But I wish you to investigate Edson's case and do what you can to help him. But please keep the contents of these letters to yourself. Edson, I fear, is hurting himself. But I do not wish to give publicity to this matter for others to get hold of it and use it against Edson to destroy his future usefulness. Edson has spoken very freely to me in reference to the favorable change wrought in Brother Bulman, and he has great confidence in Brother Amidon. Please read these letters over to Brother Amidon first and decide how the matter should be treated. I shall pray the Lord to guide you and to lead you to handle this matter in the way that will accomplish the most good. You understand the perils that will come to the work if Edson should say or do anything which would hurt himself and tend to weaken confidence in the testimonies of reproof and encouragement that God has given me for his people. I have spoken plainly and decidedly to Edson. I am very anxious that he shall not attempt to justify himself in a course of action that God does not approve. My message to him has been, counsel with your brethren. A failure to heed this counsel has been the rock over which he has stumbled. His calculations regarding expenditures and their results are not always sound, and they lead him astray. All this is a great burden to me. One night I did not sleep at all, and yet the next day, rising at 1 o'clock, I wrote 25 pages. I am cut to the heart when I think that my son gives occasion for disbelief in the testimonies that God has given me for his people, causing the confidence of some to be shaken. There are many who suppose that I sustain Edson in errors which harm the work and cause of God, whereas I have sent him reproof after reproof. How long I shall bear up under this burden, I do not know. I have felt fearful that Edson's poring over his perplexities, disappointments, and troubles would unfit him for service. Unless he makes a decided change, his propensity to enlarge his work and to borrow money will at last prove the rock on which his vessel will be shipwrecked. The Lord has given him talent, but he is making that talent of little use to honor and glorify God. The Lord will not be with him unless he consecrates himself to God, body, soul, and spirit. Just what you can do, I know not. But this I will suggest. First, read these communications to Brother Amidon, and pray and counsel together. Then you too read them to Edson, and help him to see that there is hope for him in a decided change of policy. Then, as soon as it can be arranged with his consent, lay the matter before brethren Butler and Bulman. I have feared that if I sent these testimonies to him direct, he would not be so apt to understand them as if I were to send them through someone like yourself. You know how this is sometimes. I feel that his future usefulness, as well as his present good, hangs in the balance, I now trust all these letters with you. I am confident that the Lord will adjust all difficulties. But there is one thing that should be understood. My testimony is that Edson should not be engaged in manufacturing business. So long as he is, he will not prosper. He is too free in the use of money. He does not always use it in the way that accomplishes the most good. It makes me sick at heart to be always cautioning him against this. It cuts into my soul. A few words more. We are working diligently to prepare appeals for our papers in behalf of the work in Nashville and other places in the South. These appeals would have been prepared before, but many letters have come demanding an immediate answer, and I could not carry the whole load at once. But the articles in behalf of your work will be sent in time. Be of good courage. The Lord understands.